Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who art everywhere, present and fill us all things, the Treasury of blessings and Giver of life, come abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. O most holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, cleanse us from our sins. O Master, pardon our transgressions. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
All thine is the kingdom and the power and glory of the God and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen. In the name of the Lord, Father, bless.
Glory to the holy, consubstantial, life, reigning, and undivided Trinity, always, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
O God, thou art my God, I seek thee, my soul thirsts for thee, my flesh faints for thee, as in a dry and weary land where no water is. So I have looked upon thee in the sanctuary, beholding thy power and glory. Because thy steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise thee. So I will bless thee as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on thy name. My soul is feasted as with marrow and fat, and my mouth praises thee with joyful lips when I think of thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the watches of the night. For thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to thee. Thy right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They will be prey for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall glory, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O Lord.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Against the matter.
counted worthy of listening to the Holy Gospel. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, let us attend. Let us listen to the Holy Gospel.
And to your Spirit.
That day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
of it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it you manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my word, and the words which are his not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things are spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you love me, you would rejoice because I said I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And I have told you before it comes, and when it comes, the passion may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the rule of this world is coming and nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and that the Father gave me the commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch of me does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that you may, your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love is no one than this, and to lay down one's life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all the things that I heard from my Father I made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yeah, because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the words that I said to you. A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecute me, they will persecute you also. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my my father also. If I had not done unto them the works which no one else did, they would have no sin. But now this sin also hated both me and my father. But this happened that the word might be fulfilled which is written in this law. They hated me without a cause. But when the Helper comes, whom I shall send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And you also will bear witness because you've been with me from the beginning. These things are spoken to you, they should not be made to stumble. They will put you out of synagogue. Yes, the time is coming that whoever kills you will think that he offers God's service. And these things they will do to you because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I've told you that when the time comes you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I did not say to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I go the way to him who sent me. And none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I said these things to you, sorrows filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And when he is come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they do not believe in me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For I will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. A little while you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me, because I go to the Father. Then some of his disciples said among themselves, what is this that he says to us? A little while you will not see me, and again a little while you will see me, because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, what is this that he says? A little while we do not know what he is saying. Now Jesus knew that they desired to ask him, and he said to them, are you inquiring among yourselves about what I said? A little while you will not see me. And again, a little while you will see me. Most assuredly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, the joy that a human being has been born into the world. Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you receive, that your joy may be made full. These things I spoke to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I no longer speak to you in figurative language. But I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you love me and believe that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father to come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, see, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, and now coming, you will be scattered each to his own. nation would be of good cheer and will overcome the world. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given authority over flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave this to me, and they kept your word. Now they know that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them and known surely that I came forth from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Teach me to name those whom you've given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the Son of Perdition, that the Scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, and that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the word may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name, and will declare that the law which you love me be in them, and I in them. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples to the brook Kidron, where they were in the garden, which he and his disciples entered.
Down by earthly cares like you.
Judas hastened to the lawless scribes and said, "What will you give me to betray him to you? Yet while they conspired against thee, thou didst invisibly stand in their midst. Spare our souls, O thou who knowest the hearts of men. Because of the raising of Lazarus, O Lord, thou who lovest mankind, the Hebrew children cried, Hosanna to thee. But Judas, the transgressor, was unwilling to understand."
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
When thou wast feeding thy disciples at the supper, thou didst know Judas' intention to betray thee, and thou didst accuse him of this, though recognizing him to be beyond correction. For thou didst desire all to know that thou wast willingly betrayed to snatch the world from the grasp of the enemy. O long-suffering Lord, glory to thee.
Thank we may be a kind worthy of listening to the Holy Gospel.
Let us
pray to the Lord God.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, let us attend. Let us listen to the Holy Gospel
and to your Spirit. Glory to thy passion, O Lord. Glory to thee. Glory to thy long suffering, O Lord.
Suffering and great mercy are proclaimed to
away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and elders were assembled. But Peter followed him at a distance to the high priest's courtyard, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at the last, two false witnesses came forward and said, "This fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and build it in 3 days." And the high priest arose and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it that these men testify against you?" But Jesus kept silent, and the high priest answered and said to him, "I put you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus said to him, "It is as you said. Nevertheless, I say to you, hereafter you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothes, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard his blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is deserving of death." Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ, who is the one who struck you?" Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus of Galilee." But he denied it before them all, saying, "I did not know what you are saying." And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, "This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth." But again he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, "Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you." Then he began to curse and swear, saying, "I do not know the man." Immediately a rooster crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus who had said to him, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times." So he went out and wept bitterly.
Has been set by the sons of Israel. Keep watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Therefore, keep watch.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of
unrighteous man, his seed fully ate with thee, and went to the priest and said, What will you give me if I deliver to you him who abolished the law and profaned the Sabbath? O long suffering Lord, glory to thee.
That we may be accounted worthy of listening for the holy gospel, let us pray to the Lord God.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Wisdom, let us attend. Let us listen to the holy gospel.
Peace be unto all.
And to your spirit.
There is the holy gospel according to God of Israel.
Glory to thy passion, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us attend.
At that time, it led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium, and it was early morning. But they themselves did not go into the praetorium lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Pilate then went out to them and said, What accusations do you bring against this man? They answered him and said to him, If he were not an evildoer, we would not have delivered him up to you. Then Pilate said to them, You take them in judgment according to your law. Therefore, the Jews said, There is not lawful us to put anyone to death. That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he had spoke, signifying by what death he would die. Then Pilate entered the praetorium again, called Jesus, and said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus answered him, Are you speaking for yourself about this? What does others tell you this concerning me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew, your own nation and chief priest that delivered you to me? What have you done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone is of the truth, hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he said this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, I find no fault in him at all. But you have a custom that I should release some of you at the Passover. Do you therefore want me to release you, the king of the Jews? They all cried again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Not now, Barabbas was a robber. So Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. Then they said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they struck him with their hands. Pilate then went out again and said to them, Behold, I am bringing him out to you that you may know that I find no fault in him. Then Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said to them, Behold the man. Therefore, when the chief priests and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, You take him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to our law, he ought to die because he made himself the Son of God. Therefore, when Pilate heard them saying he was the more afraid, and went into the praetorium and said to Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then Pilate said to him, Are you not speaking to me? Do you not know that I have the power to crucify you and the power to release you? where makes himself a king, speaks against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard this scene, he brought Jesus out and sat down in the judgment seat in the place that is called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now was the preparation day of the Passover about the sixth hour, and he said to the Jews, behold your king. But they cried out, away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate said to them, shall I crucify your king? The chief priest answered, we have no king but Caesar. Then he led him to them to be crucified.
Glory to thy long suffering, O Lord. Then the heavenly power shall
Thank you.
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.
By thy precious blood thou hast redeemed us from the curse of the law. By being nailed to the cross and pierced by a spear, thou hast poured forth immortality for men. O our Savior, glory to thee.
That we may be counted worthy of listening to the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord God.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, let us attend. Let us listen to the Holy Gospel.
Peace be unto you.
And to your spirit.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark.
Glory to thy passion, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Let us attend. The soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole garrison, and they clothed him with purple, and they twisted a crown of thorns, put it on his head, and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Then they struck him on the head with a reed and spat on him, and bowing the knee, they worshipped him. And when they had mocked him, they took the purple off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him out to crucify him. Then they compelled a certain man, Simon the Cyrenian, the father of Alexander and Rufus, as he was coming out of the country and passing by, to bear his cross. And they brought him to the place Golgotha, which is translated the place of a skull. Then they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. And when they crucified him, they divided his garments, casting lots for them to determine what every man should take. Now it was the third hour, and they crucified him. And the inscription of his accusation was written above, "The King of the Jews." With him they also crucified two robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. So the scripture was fulfilled which says, "And he was numbered with the transgressors." And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, "Aha, you who destroyed the temple and built it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also mocking among themselves with the scribes said, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." Let the Christ, the King of Israel, descend now from the cross, that we may see and believe.
Glory to thy long-suffering, O Lord. Glory to thee.
Wisdom, let us attend. The Prokinon is in a fit for stone. They divided my garments among them, and for my raiment they cast lots.
They divided my garments among them, and for my raiment they cast lots.
My God, look upon me. Why hast thou forsaken me?
They divided my garments among them, and for my raiment they cast lots.
They divided my
Steadfast love, according to the abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified in the sentence and the blameless in thy judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Fill me with joy and gladness. Let the bones which thou hast broken rejoice. Hide thy face from the sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and righteous spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners will return to thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of thy deliverance. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou hast no delight in sacrifice, were I to give a burnt offering, thou wouldst not be pleased. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in Zion in thy good pleasure, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then wilt thou delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Then the bulls will be offered on thy altar.
That we may be proud and worthy of listening to the holy gospel, let us pray to the Lord God.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Wisdom, let us attend, let us listen to the holy gospel.
And to your Spirit, glory. Thy passion, O Lord, glory to thee.
Let us attend.
Glory to thy long suffering, O Lord, glory.
Early will I seek thee, O Word of God, who without change didst empty thyself into thy compassion for fallen men, who without suffering didst bow down to suffering. Give peace to thee, O thou who lovest mankind.
Come, let us all sing the praises of him who was crucified for us. For Mary said when she beheld him upon the tree, thou hast endured the cross, thou art my son and my God.
Beholding her lamb led to the slaughter, Mary followed with the other women in distress and crying out, where goest thou, my child? Why dost thou run so swift a course? Surely there is not another wedding in Cana, for which thou now dost hasten to change water to wine. Shall I come with thee, my child, or shall I wait for thee? Give me a word, O thou who art the Word. Do not pass me by in silence, O thou who didst keep me pure. For thou art my son and my God.
Thou art my son and my God. The God they used exposed the monument of God's wickedness. But the lawless assembly is enraged, and they take counsel against Christ. They plan to kill him who holds life in the palm of his hand, who all creation blesses and glorifies throughout all the ages.
We praise, bless, and worship the Lord, singing and exalting him throughout all ages.
More honorable than the cherubim and more glorious, beyond compare than the seraphim, without the power you gave birth to God the Word, true Theos Logos, we magnify you.
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Oh, I see, didst thou make worthy of paradise the wise worthy of paradise in a single moment, a single moment of Lord by the word of thy cross ages of ages. Amen. Oh, I see, didst thou make worthy of paradise the wise king worthy of paradise in a single moment, a single moment, O Lord, by the word of thy cross
is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth,
so that you may believe. For these things were done that the scripture should be fulfilled, not one of his bones shall be broken. And again another scripture says, they shall look on you whom they pierced.
Spirit in my face, be
Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father that takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Thou that takes away the sins of the world, accept our prayer. Thou that sits on the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For Thou alone art holy. Thou alone art Lord Jesus Christ, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Every day I will bless thee and praise thy name forever, even unto the ages of ages. Lord, thou hast been our refuge from generation to generation. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. For with thee is the foundation of life, and in that light shall we see light. Continue thy mercy unto those who know thee. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep this day without sin. Blessed art thou, O Lord, God of our fathers, and praised and glorified is thy name forever. Amen. Let thy mercy be upon us, O Lord, even as we have set our hope on thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Blessed art thou, O Master, make me to understand thy commandments. Blessed art thou, O Holy One, enlighten me with thy precepts. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. O despise not the work of thy hands. To thee belongeth worship, to thee belongeth praise, to thee belongeth glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Let us complete our morning prayer unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
And to the Lord.
Angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies. Let us ask of the Lord.
And to the Lord.
The pardon and remission of our sins and transgressions. Let us ask of the Lord.
And to the Lord.
All things that are good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world. Let us ask of the Lord.
And to the Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance. Let us ask of the Lord.
And to the Lord.
A Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, and peaceful. And in the defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ. Let us ask of the Lord.
And to the Lord.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Transgressing people, why do they imagine vain things? Why do they condemn to death the life of all? Oh, great wonder, the creator of the world is betrayed into the hands of lawless men. He who loves mankind is lifted upon the wood, that he might free those bound in hell who cry, O long-suffering Lord, glory to thee. They gave me gall for food, and for my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Day the blameless virgin saw thee suspended upon the wood, O cross, O word. They mourned within herself, and she was sorely pierced in her heart. She groaned in agony from the depth of her soul. Exhausted from tearing her hair and cheeks and beating her breast, she cried out, lamenting, Woe is me, O my divine child! Woe is me, O light of the world! Why hast thou departed from mine eyes, O Lamb of God? Then the bodiless hosts were seized with trembling and cried, O incomprehensible Lord, glory to thee! God is our King before the ages. He has wrought salvation in the midst of the earth. When she who bore thee without seed saw thee suspended upon the tree, O Christ, the Creator and God of all, she cried bitterly, Where is the beauty of thy form, O my Son? I cannot bear to see thee unjustly crucified. Hasten and arise, that I too may see thy resurrection from the dead on the third day. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. when thou didst ascend the cross, O Lord, fear and trembling fell upon all creation. Yet thou didst forbid the earth to swallow up those who crucified thee, and thou didst command hell to send up its captives for the regeneration of mortals. O judge of the living and the dead, thou hast come to grant life, not death. O lover of mankind, glory to thee, now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Now the unjust judges dip the pen of judgment. Jesus is tried and sentenced to the cross. All creation suffers as it beholds the Lord on the cross. O good Lord, who in thy human nature did suffer for me, glory to thee.
Let me be counted worthy of listening to the Holy Gospel. Let us pray to the Lord God.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Wisdom.
Through the prayers of the most pure mother, of the holy, glorious, and the whole, all possible, and the holy righteousness of God, your own.